Everyone in the Williams family was gathered in the hospital to be with Randall Williams, who had been poisoned. They all expected him to die, but a nurse came in and told them that he could be saved by a very dangerous type of blood transfusion. Seeing that everyone else was keeping silent, Kevin boldly asked, "How soon can you arrange for me to donate my blood?" "We have a couple of steps to go through first, sir. Before we do anything, we need to see if your blood types match," the nurse explained carefully. "If you'll all come with me, I can test everyone to see whose blood is compatible." As she finished speaking, most of the Williams family members were relieved to find out that they needed to match Randall's blood type. A couple of hours later, the family was even more excited. Grandpa Williams' blood type was AB negative, the rarest there is. "Out of 243 people, only three of you match Mr. Williams." The nurse was surprised when she looked at the results of everyone's testing. The hospital had hoped to have a larger pool of possible donors, but they were lucky to find even three people. One of the Williamses asked hesitantly, "Nurse, which three people matched?" "Kevin, Thomas, and Ethan Williams," she answered quietly. As soon as they heard who was eligible, many of the family members felt a lot less anxious, and Grandpa Williams, who had just woken up again, started to smile happily. Even though he had lived a long life, it was normal for him to want to live a little longer. "The next step is to discuss who will donate the blood. Then the hospital's specialists will begin the preparations for the procedure." The nurse turned and walked out of the room with the test results. Everyone turned and locked their eyes on Kevin, his uncle, and his cousin. Thomas sighed and patted Ethan on the shoulder. "Son, please donate your blood to your grandfather." Kevin was no longer considered a true member of the Williams family. Nobody expected him to come back and visit his grandfather in the hospital, let alone provide a blood transfusion.
"Dad, what are you talking about?" Ethan looked at his father in shock. "I said you should give a blood transfusion to your grandfather," Thomas insisted as his heart sank.
Just as Ethan was about to refuse, Grandpa Williams sat up a little in his bed and said,
"No. I want Kevin to provide the transfusion for me."
All of a sudden, everyone looked at the old man. Some of them had doubts in their eyes, while others immediately understood how he'd come to this decision. It was to help protect Thomas and Ethan.
"Kevin, if anything happens to you, your wife will support you for the rest of your life. But your Uncle Thomas has just taken over as head of the family, and everyone is depending on him," Grandpa Williams explained. "As Thomas's only son, your cousin Ethan is next in line. The blood transfusion is not just dangerous, but could also affect his health. He's too young to take that kind of risk."
Although Grandpa Williams was very weak, his mind was still strong. Nobody there could argue with his reasoning. Kevin was tempted to laugh. Ethan wasn't just a weak little boy. And so what if he was the only child in Thomas's family? If a blood transfusion like this was dangerous for Ethan, wouldn't it be just as risky for Kevin? Why was the Williams family ready to risk Kevin's life but not Ethan's? "Grandpa, do you really want to put them ahead of me?" Kevin was feeling a little resentment about his unreasonable suggestion.
"Grandfather, you're right. I think I should be protected from harm, but Kevin is nothing to us. It doesn't matter what happens to him."
Ethan was grateful that Kevin would take this enormous risk and not him. The other family members who were in the room echoed Ethan's opinion. One of them commented,
"Yes, Kevin's blood would be better off in Grandpa's body. It would be payment for all the years the family supported him."
Another one remarked,
"I wish I could offer my blood to Grandpa, but unfortunately I don't have the right type."
You could hear them all chattering up and down the hall. Kevin started to sneer as he looked around the room at all of his relatives, who were literally demanding his blood.
"Kevin!"
Of course, Thomas understood what his father was asking them to do. If you'd asked him the day before, he probably would have agreed. But now that he knew what Laura had done, he felt incredibly guilty and was concerned about his nephew. But he had to keep what his wife had done a secret from the rest of the family. There was no turning back now.
"Kevin, did you hear that? The decision is unanimous, but don't worry. After you donate your blood to your grandfather, we'll give you some money for your troubles. You get to do the right thing and also profit from it. Wouldn't that be a nice change?"
Laura sneered as she spoke to Kevin. Don't you think I can tell when I'm being manipulated? Kevin grumbled. I'll do the transfusion, but not because you're ordering me to. I've been cut off from the family for too long to care what you think. I'm doing this for my grandfather to repay his kindness to me over the years. The whole room suddenly quieted down, and no one said a word to refute what Kevin had said.
Thank you, Kevin. You don't know how happy this makes me. If the operation is successful and you and I are still alive, let's put the past behind us. You can even bring your parents back to the mansion, Grandpa William said excitedly. Blood is thicker than water.
Suddenly, Dalton Steele pushed his way through the crowd. The big burly man was seething in anger. Dalton, what are you doing in New York? Kevin asked in surprise.
Never mind that. Just come with me.
Dalton snarled as he looked around at Kevin's relatives. None of the Williams had said a word. They avoided making any eye contact with Dalton. After all, they'd just seen how ferocious Dalton could be when he came to the family mansion. Dalton, this is none of your business. What are you doing here? Laura asked him angrily. She was afraid that if Kevin left, her son would have to offer to do the transfusion for Randall. She didn't care how dangerous Dalton was. She was trying to protect her son. We haven't forgotten the trouble you caused for us, and we're not afraid of the Steele family.
Really? Not afraid of my family?
Dalton looked at Laura with disdain.
If you think you're strong enough, why don't you come to Chicago and see how that turns out for you?
Calm down, Dalton. Kevin knew just how bad his friend's temper could be.
Are you nuts, Kevin? Have you already forgotten what they did to you?
Dalton roared loudly. I know the Williams family can be vicious, but I can't forget their kindness to me when I was younger. They raised me until I was 20, Kevin explained to Dalton. But he also knew that nobody in the room was as good as his buddy. Then some of Kevin's relatives got over their fear and started to argue with Dalton.
You're screwing everything up. Kevin's willing to offer a blood transfusion to his grandfather. What gives you the right to stand in the way?
Another one yelled.
We just want him to donate some blood, not kill him.
Then Ethan walked over to Dalton and sneered.
Just because you're important in Chicago, that doesn't mean anything here. Nobody wants your opinion. Besides, if Kevin helps Grandpa, what's it to you? Even if the procedure injures him, he's unimportant. I'm sorry, but he can just go back to living off his in-laws. Who the hell are you? Nobody talks to me like that.
Dalton grabbed Ethan by the shoulders and pulled him forward towards him. He then kicked him hard in the crotch. The intense pain made Ethan's whole face turn pale. He looked like he was going to puke. Then Dalton grabbed Ethan by the neck and slapped him in the face. The whole room was silent, but nobody stepped forward to interfere.
How dare you hit me?
Ethan gnashed his teeth and glared at Dalton. He couldn't believe this was happening to him. He'd never been treated this way in his entire life. And now there were so many people watching. What would they think of him?
I'm gonna beat the crap out of you, Dalton said viciously. Mr. Steele, aren't you going too far?
Thomas was on the verge of tears as he pleaded with Dalton. He felt helpless against this powerful man.
Are you Kevin's uncle? So you're the head of the Williams family now, Dalton shouted ferociously. Listen to me carefully. As long as I'm alive, none of you will ever bully Kevin again. Don't forget that you're the ones who drove him out of your family, and now you're actually forcing him to give you his blood.
Hey, who put you in charge?
Laura snarled at him menacingly.
If you want Kevin, you'll have to get him over my dead body, Dalton retorted.
Come on, everyone, Laura roared loudly. Let's show this guy what happens to someone who sticks his nose in our family's business.
They all jumped up, ready to fight. Now that they'd been training with the myriads, a lot of them had gotten a lot stronger and more skilled.
We'll see about that.
Dalton punched the wall. His fists were like hammers, and the entire room shook from the force of the blows. The Williamses all gasped in terror. They could clearly see two large dents in the masonry wall. No one doubted that if Dalton had punched harder, he would have broken through into the next room.
Who isn't afraid to die? Come and get me.
Dalton shouted so loudly that everyone near him took a step back, cowering in fear. I've never seen Dalton like this. Kevin was surprised at his friend's power. What he didn't know is that ever since Dalton took the power pill, his training had improved by leaps and bounds. He was already impressive before, and now his strength was absolutely overwhelming. None of Kevin's relatives was able to respond. They stood there with their mouths hanging open, unable to move.
"Don't be so arrogant, Dalton. Do you really think we're all that weak?" Grandpa Williams sneered.
Even though he was very weak from the poison, Grandpa Williams found the strength to challenge Dalton.
"Just because the Steele family has a huge influence in Chicago, don't think that you can come to New York and meddle in our family's affairs. If you mess with us, it'll end badly for you."
"From what I understand, the procedures could harm Thomas or Ethan. But did you give any thought to Kevin's feelings?" Dalton sneered. "Why don't you let your children and grandchildren learn how to lead by example? I can't believe you're making such a dumbass decision. If this is the best you can do, Kevin would be a lot better off without you."
"You!"
Grandpa Williams was so angry his body was shaking. Thomas quickly went to the bed and patted him on the shoulder to try and calm him down. "Look what you've done now, Kevin. Did you bring your friend here just to upset your grandfather?" Laura scolded him. "Do you really want to make him angry? I think you should apologize to Grandpa right now."
"Why don't you apologize?" Dalton shouted back.
Suddenly, they all heard someone burst into the room and shout, "How dare you make trouble for the family again?" Kevin was shocked to hear this, and he could feel the energy of the woman who was standing in the doorway. She stared expressionlessly at Kevin. It was Ariana Titus, the woman who had attacked Kevin at the Herbalist Society contest. She'd been busy teaching her students when she heard that Kevin had arrived in Grandpa Williams' room at the hospital. She rushed right over, expecting trouble. When Ariana saw how upset Grandpa Williams was, she scowled at Kevin. "You scumbag! Have you come here to threaten your grandfather?"
"Who is this woman?"
Dalton had no idea who she was, but he could feel that she was very different from ordinary people. Kevin's relatives were relieved to see Ariana arrive. They expected her to finish Kevin and Dalton off without a problem with all her fighting skills. Kevin's uncle and a few of his other family members stepped between Kevin and Grandpa Williams. Kevin frowned. He didn't understand why Ariana was still so angry with him. Dalton squinted at Kevin's relatives and then at Ariana. In spite of his progress, he wasn't really looking forward to fighting with her. Both sides stared at each other, wondering who would make the first move. The tension in the room was so thick you could cut it with a knife. "Let's do it, Dalton!" Kevin raced forward like a shot. He and Ariana collided in an explosion of energy. Everyone stepped back to avoid being drawn into their fight. But Ariana drew first blood and Kevin staggered back with blood flowing from his nose and mouth. Uncle Thomas did his best to stay between them and Grandpa Williams in a feeble attempt to shield him with his body. As the fight grew more intense, Laura laughed wildly. Even if Kevin wanted to run, he couldn't get away. She was sure that he'd end up defeated, and his blood would be able to help save Grandpa Williams.
"Are you okay, Kevin?"
Dalton ran over to him, obviously distressed. "Never mind me." Kevin wiped the blood from his face and pulled his night dagger out of his jacket. "You're a disgrace," Ariana shouted. But Kevin was more concerned with stopping her attack than exchanging insults.